Hello and welcome to today's Corporate Bulk Podcast. I'm your host, Keertana Tiwari, and I'm here with our expert Money Control Corporate Bureau Chief, Prince Thomas, to talk about all the top news in the India Inc. this week. Hi, Prince. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Keertana.
The Aditya Birla Group, Prince, over the past weeks, they have been unveiling their plans to invest $2.4 billion across their businesses. And in recent interviews, we've been hearing from Kumar Mangalam Birla that he's really positive about the Indian economy and how it's going to go forward and for his own business. Can you talk a little more about his plans and what it looks like?
Yeah, sure, Gitna. So I think comment from Birla is interesting because, the group straddles across sectors, be it the old economy, where it has considerable presence in aluminium, cement. And then you also have the new economy, which is not so new anymore, but telecommunication is surely there, which it has interest in. Mm-hmm. It used to have retail, but it has exited much of its retail presence. But so the comment coming from Birla saying that, he's expecting the economy to bounce back and coming at a time when we are recovering very well from the COVID and the vaccines are out. And we've seen in the first two quarters of the financial year, also things getting better. And third quarter, as much as we've seen till now, I think the trend is the same. So for someone like him, whose companies are across sectors and segments, I think it's a reflection that things have recovered much better than what people have otherwise expected when it comes to the Indian economy.
Right. And while we're still talking about the FMCG sector, while coming to the Q3 results, we've seen that Hindustan Unilever has made a year-on-year profit of 19% in this Q3.
Right.
Can you explain this trend and if it's, if the trend is across all the FMCG companies?
So most of the FMCG companies that we've seen, Marico, Emami, and Hindustan Unilever, all of them have recorded good growth in their numbers. And I think some of the commentary what you see is that till now it was the rural economy which was holding up fort for these companies, because we've seen that consumption in rural places, and it's not just for FMCG, even in auto we've seen that the tractor sales have recorded a new high in 2020, despite the, whitewash of the first quarter. So, overall, rural economy had done well for FMCG also. But now in the third quarter, we've seen that even the urban consumption is improving. And that's what I think was very interesting from what we heard from HUL after the results. That in many of their product segments, consumption from the urban markets have been improving. So that's a good reflection of the recovery in the overall economy. And I think it's not just FMCG. If you look at across sectors, while we can't say that all the companies have turned black and they are making profits, even if they have incurred losses, I think the losses have narrowed down drastically across sectors now.
Right. Speaking about the other Q3 results that we've seen this week, IndiGo's Q3 results, it indicates that the company is better than the COVID times, but many reports suggest that it still has a long way to go from there. But at the same time, some industrial experts have said that IndiGo may emerge stronger from the pandemic. So what does the company's timeline look like?
So, surely, I think if anyone is best placed to recover in the aviation sector in India, then it has to be IndiGo, because it has the breadth and the space for that. It has over the half of the market share. And then its network is really deep across Indian metros and tier 2 and tier 3 cities. So, surely, but what's interesting is that the revenue for them has been a little volatile in the third quarter, because and it has always weighed according to the vaccine development or COVID development.
Right.
So it's very critical for the airline industry, including IndiGo, that going forward, this volatility goes away. And the recovery that we're seeing doesn't have any more, ups and downs. Because that really takes away the travel sentiment among customers. So that is something that they will want to really be wary of. And that's why we are saying that the recovery may not be really smooth for IndiGo, at least in the fourth quarter, because this January to March time is also the seasonally weak time for airlines, because people have just come after their festival New Year travel and they don't travel till say about March, April. And March, April, after once the schools close down and summer vacation comes in, that's when the strong summer season picks up.
Right.
So for all the airlines, I think these 3 months will be interesting from January to March. Critical would be that they would be allowed to increase their capacity. So the government has kept a cap of 80%. IndiGo especially has been very vocal that it wants 100% able to utilize all its fleet and all its capacity. Mm-hmm. So that will be interesting. We'll have to wait for the government to, what the government says about it. But overall for aviation, I think it was among the first to be impacted by COVID. It will probably be the last or the slowest to recover from COVID.
Right. And in the Q3 results, have there been any other significant trends?
I think if you look across segments, like in auto also, we've seen the auto companies have done well. So if you look at the bank's performance also, most of them have done much better and the net interest income for most of them has grown. Even for some of the banks which had a troubled time in the recent past, including Yes Bank, I think numbers have been positive. So overall, across, though this year we will end with a contraction in GDP, there's no doubt about that. But I think 2021 financial year, we would be starting on a clean slate. I mean, we have the benefit of a low base year. But otherwise also, I think the trend is that we are recovering pretty handsomely.
Right. And coming to the main event, Prince, in the next 2 days, we'll be talking about the union budget. Can you tell us about the general commentary from corporate India? What are they saying about the budget?
I think everyone is looking for, you know, expectations are high because I think the finance minister herself set it high because she said it's going to be one of its kind of, right. of the biggest one in years. So there is expectation. So from corporate India point of view, will there be any changes in the tax structure? I think that is something that they would want to know. It's not just about the pure corporate tax because that's already been tweaked. I think what they are basically looking at is all the other measures, including the PLI scheme, Make in India scheme. What are the things that the government is going to bring about to really incentivize? Because as of now, we can see that private investment still hasn't picked up, mm-hmm. even though liquidity is available. Much of the spending is coming from the government, and that has really helped companies like cement companies or steel companies because when the government push comes in infrastructure and government spending keeps increasing, the demand for their products go up. So that has actually helped many of these companies recover the numbers. What is lacking is the private investment. And if people like, you know, entrepreneurs like Kumar Mangalam Birla, and he talked about, you know, his optimism. So if that optimism has to be captured on the ground, I think the budget will have to bring in some measures that will incentivize these entrepreneurs and companies to invest more, expand capacities. Even for a PLI scheme, which is basically asking companies to set up, you know, manufacturing units to produce products that are otherwise imported. Mm-hmm. Now, we also need to have a market locally to produce these products, you know. So, right. So the government will have to take into account all these finer details too when it is announcing. Because what we've seen that last year or year before last, the announcements were great. They held promise, but then the details haven't come out yet. You know, mm-hmm. Even for the PLI scheme, companies are still waiting for details, though it's been about 2 or 3 months since the announcement. So the budget will have to bring more clarity. So that's corporate India. And second, I think everyone is hoping that the minister does something to increase the cash in the hand of consumers so that the consumers start spending and that demand that was there in the festive season at the end of the year, that continues to sustain and it doesn't taper off.
Right. And in today's, we'll definitely be talking more about the budget. But as of today, by the time this podcast is released, we will also talk about the economic survey report, and it will be released.
That's right.
Can you explain why it's significant this year, especially for corporate India?
I think it will contain many indicators, various fronts, just not just about economy and, earnings, but also important things like how has agriculture done, or what's been the state of employment generation, healthcare, mm-hmm. trade, inflation. So there's so many indicators that the economic survey comes out with. And these are probably give a clue onto what the government is thinking about the budget too. Now, like I said, economic survey is today, budget is 2 days later.
Right.
It gives an indication on what the government is probably thinking for the budget too. So there will be outlook for the GDP. There would be, comments related to the pandemic, or even the farm laws, which have been very, very controversial till now. And all these put together really makes up for can influence the sentiment a lot,
mm-hmm.
as we have seen. So the economic survey will really set the flow for the budget, and I think that's what everyone is looking for, and what the specific comments would be for sectors, for many indicators that we have talked about. So that's why the economic survey is pretty important this time around. Like I said, we are just recovering from the pandemic. And what the survey says and underlines would be interesting to see.
Right. Let's hope for a really great budget this year where all the expectations are met. Thank you so much, Prince. Thank you so much, Prince, for all these details.
Welcome, Kitna.
With that, it's a wrap on this episode of the Corporate Buzz podcast. If you have any other queries or suggestions for us, please do write to us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. Please do stay tuned to Money Control for all news, views and updates, and our extensive coverage on the budget. Thank you for listening.